Hare Krishna. Wealth of the world without wealth of the heart breaks the world. Most of the world's big problems, including poverty, are caused by people who are in a state opposite to poverty, that is, prosperity. It is the unrestricted greed of the wealthy that fuels a socio-economic system that keeps the poor poor and makes the wealthy wealthier. It is the uncontrolled greed of the wealthy that activates, that establishes and runs a high-tech industrial enterprises which disrupt ecological balances, cause environmental disasters, and bring misery to millions. So, actually speaking, the big problems of the world are caused by big people. Now, big in material life can have many meanings, but one of the very important meanings of big in the material context is big in terms of financial power. So, greed can go to such an extent that people, because of greed, can even turn towards destruction, towards murder. The Bhagavad Gita in its 16th chapter talks about ungodly people. And there in 16.13, 14, 15, Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita how such people, because of greed, can even turn towards murder. And they can wreak havoc in the world by that. So, idamadhyamaya labdham imam prapse manoratham idamasti idamapi me bhavishyati punardhanam asaumaya hatah shatrur hanishye chaparanapi. Ishwaroham aham bhogi siddhoham balavan sukhi. So it says that this much wealth I have and I'll get more by these schemes, and this rival who is obstructing me, I finished him off, and this rival I'll finish him off in future, and in that way I am the Lord, I am the enjoyer, and siddhoham, I am perfect, I am happy, I am powerful. And this mentality can cause havoc in the world. Now, greed can pervert not just the wealthy but also the poor. And the poor can also do terrible activities under the influence of greed. But greed can do far more damage when it afflicts and infects and perverts the wealthy than when it afflicts the poor. Because the poor don't have so many resources. The wealthy have a lot of resources. So the resources of this world are power, and they can be used or abused. So greed, when it affects people, wealthy people, it causes a far greater damage to the world. Such greedy people are actually poor. But irrespective of how much wealth of the world they have very little wealth of the heart. They are internally bankrupt, and that's why they are forever dissatisfied, no matter how much they have, and that's why they are forever craving for more and ready to do whatever it takes to get more. If they are to be satisfied, what they need is wealth of the heart. The wealth of the heart is devotion. Devotion to Krishna enables us to connect with Him. And because Krishna is the source of all happiness, connection with Him brings a profound non-material enrichment, a great sense of fulfillment that frees us from the craving for more. And once people are freed from this craving, then whatever resources they have, they can use those resources for their own good and for the good of others. That's why the Bhagavad Gita tells that people who have influence need to be trained and guided by saintly leaders. In 4.1 and 2, the Bhagavad Gita talks about Imam Raja Rishayo Viduhu, that Raja Rishis, the saintly kings, they administered the world and they shared spiritual knowledge in the world. And through this sharing of spiritual knowledge, they were actually sharing and distributing spiritual wealth, the wealth of the heart. When people know about spiritual truths, I'm not the body and the soul, I have an eternal relationship with God, Krishna, and that relationship can be established with Bhakti Yoga, and in that relationship I can experience supreme happiness. And all this knowledge and the process to apply that knowledge, all this bhakti knowledge, is actually inner wealth. By distribution of this wealth, people can become contented, whatever they have, less or more. And this knowledge needs to be urgently distributed to everyone in the world, and especially the wealthy. Of course, everyone needs this knowledge and everyone is entitled to it. But the wealthy can cause the maximum damage without it and can contribute to the greatest good if they have it. And that's why Krishna himself comes and he descends and sets a system of sharing the spiritual knowledge through the saintly kings. And to the extent we have this knowledge, to the extent we share this knowledge, we can be a part of the solution in the world and not a part of the problem. Thank you. Hare Krishna.